My name's Josh. I'm with the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. First off, I just want to pass on to everybody. Someone was just on the phone with someone up at Six Nations. They aren't going to be able to make it down here today because of what's going on there. They've said that there's over 60 police cruisers now, in the midst of the blockade. And whether they're going to move, people don't know. But they wanted to send their greetings to everybody that's here today.
On East Six Nations!
Yeah, right on.
I just want to say a couple things briefly. First off, when you struggle in Canada, whether it be fighting poverty, whether it be justice for immigrants and refugees, whatever it might be, you find time and time again that First Nations people are the ones who are on the front lines and the greatest inspiration for all the struggles that we have. The ones who are fighting the hardest, the ones who are struggling through some of the hardest stuff. Whether you look at, 1994, when this building right behind us was occupied for over a month. Whether you look at some of the big crises where the media, pays attention for a couple weeks. Oka, the Oka crisis in 1990, the Gustafson Lake crisis, the burnt church crisis. These are, this is the real resistance and people standing up who are actually able to inject fear into the Canadian government. And there's not a lot of people, in Canada who are able to do that. The First Nations people are for sure, they make this government scared. And that very reason is why there's 60 police cruisers up at Six Nations. Why there's, over the past months, there's been multiple military helicopters flying over the Mohawk communities to the east of where we are right now in Tyendinaga, Ganawaga, Genesitagi, and Akwesasne. Those military choppers are part of a concerted effort right now and a plan to invade and actually tackle the tobacco trade that those communities have, which they use to support themselves, which they use, for their own needs, to meet their economic needs. When Canada has restricted the land that that people have to hunt and to fish, they look for other ways to make a living. They're not looking for anything from Canada except to stay out of their business. And this, when we talk about sovereignty, for people living on these territories, it's 365 days a year that they're fighting sovereignty. Number one, they're keeping the police out, RCMP, the OPP, and the military as well, off of their lands. Number two, they're saying we're not paying any taxes to these people behind us, whether it be tobacco, whether it be gasoline, whether it be, friggin' bags of chips and cans of pop. They're not paying this government because they have no respect and they shouldn't have to, dole out taxes to a government that isn't theirs. And, and lastly, it's taking on lands for fishing and hunting that have been taken away from them over hundreds of years, right? This is one day in a 500-year struggle, and there's going to be many more. So to everybody here, right on, keep up the good work, and let's fight. Woo! Woo! Thank you, guys.